WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In just a bit, we'll hear from graduate screenwriter Buck Henry, but not before we listen to Dustin Hoffman, who visited with Terry in 1999. She asked him who gave him the best advice about acting in the movies.
Probably Mike Nichols in The Graduate, who told me almost every day two things. Three things. One was stop acting.
Don't do... I thought he meant get a new career. he just
sure
went totally down, right.
He probably thought that. Uh-huh. But he would say, you're acting, don't act, don't do anything, because you are doing so much in front of a camera by not doing what you think is anything. I mean, you're on whatever it is, 70 feet of screen. You're already interesting. And the audience is doing a lot of the work for you, even. I mean, you don't have to do their work for them. And he said, if I did something he didn't like, he'd said, what did you do that take? And I would tell him. And he would say, why? And I would tell him the reason. And he would look at me, he says, oh, I get it. Okay, on this next take, when you get an idea in the middle of the scene, do the opposite. And that was really a smart thing to say. And then the third thing he did 5 or 6 times a day was tell me to clean the inside of my nose, which...
is actually the most helpful.
Which has kept me on the marquee for
giving
all
you
this long.
Is that important? Hasn't a good take ever been ruined by an embarrassing you-know-what in your nose?
Yes, but now with digital, they can just... it's costly,
really,
but they can take a lot of boogers out that they couldn't do.
Dustin Hoffman, 1968 was the year of The Graduate, and because of that movie, I think you were probably seen in part as a representative of your generation. And I was wondering what that experience was like for you.
You know, I was 29 going on 30, and when you mentioned that, I have a fixed memory of being invited to some college, because actually I went from an unemployed actor, actually someone on the unemployment line, to doing The Graduate. And suddenly I'm thrust into stardom, and the next thing I know is I'm supporting McCarthy for president and flying around the country with one of his daughters in a little airplane to all these colleges trying to, you know, get votes for Eugene McCarthy. From an unemployment line to that in a few months. And I remember being in a college somewhere in the country and the kids kind of having this glaze in their eye of, oh, the new icon has arrived. And I systematically set out to kind of dethrone myself, and I said, guys, I just played a part. I'm an actor, and I'm not your age. I'm 30 years old, and that's just a guy I played, and it really has very little to do with me. I just wanted to be this actor, and I really wanted to avert the curse of being called a star.
Dustin Hoffman, recorded in 1999. This is Fresh Air.